Welcome to City of God, a podcast of the Center for Public Theology at Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. My name is Dr. Owen Strand, and I'll be your host. Join us each week as we engage the city of man with the biblical wisdom of the city of God. O Lord our God and Heavenly Father, which of thy unspeakable mercy towards us has provided meat and drink for the nourishment of our weak bodies, grant us peace to use them reverently as from thy hands, with thankful hearts. Let thy blessing rest upon these thy good creatures, to our comfort and sustenance. And grant, we humbly beseech thee, good Lord, that as we do hunger and thirst for this food of our bodies, so our souls may earnestly long after the food of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. This is a 1625 prayer, courtesy of Plymouth Plantation, the Pilgrims, the figures in American history who are most responsible for the national holiday we now know as Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, of course, begins almost 400 years ago as an expression of thanks to the Lord for provision in the midst of a very challenging initial experience on American soil. Today, we continue the Pilgrim's tradition. We are thankful to God. And on this brief Thanksgiving podcast, I want to note a few ways that we are thankful as believers to God. We are very glad, in other words, to participate in this holiday of Thanksgiving. We're thankful to God for creating us. We recognize that God has created us out of his own freedom. He did not have to create the cosmos. He did not have to create mankind. He chose to do so out of his freedom because he wanted a people for himself, because he wanted his glory to be made known in the cosmos. Mankind, therefore, is not the point of all things. We are not the center of the universe. We are merely specks of dust that the Lord has made and has made for his glory. So here we see fundamentally that the human being is fundamentally humbled, but also lifted up by God. We are humbled in that we see, by virtue of the doctrine of creation, that we are not the apex of things. God is. God is the reason for everything. God is the point of everything. At the same time, we see that though we are a speck of dust, we are a God-made speck of dust. We bear his image, according to Genesis 1, 26 and 27. And so we have profound reason to be thankful for our existence, to see our existence as a gift. But God has not only created us as believers in 2016, we're thankful to God for saving us. God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for the sin of sinners like you and me, and to rise from the grave so that we would have victory over death, sin, and hell, eternal damnation. The gift that God gave us in his Son, Jesus Christ, sending him into the world for us on a mission, an errand into the wilderness to save us, cannot be summed up in language. This is an infinite gift, and so we are thankful to the Lord for saving us, for giving us Christ fundamentally. We recognize that if we have Christ, we have no need in truth for anything else. So often, as frail human creatures, we are led astray by our temptations, by our flesh, by our sins, by Satan himself, to be ungrateful and to think of all the things we don't have, and thus to live life out of a sense of deficiency and not out of a sense of gratitude. But we recognize as believers when we go to the Scripture and we comprehend afresh the riches of the doctrine of salvation that God has saved us. He does not owe us salvation. He doesn't owe us the chance to be saved. He has chosen to save us out of his mere pleasure, and he is so incredibly kind to us for that reason. Whatever we are facing today, whatever straits you find yourself in, whatever challenges are ahead of you, whatever trials are in your path, and we will all suffer in this fallen world in some way, now and in days to come, we can take tremendous encouragement and be tremendously enheartened by the fact that God has redeemed us. But God has also sustained us. God has not simply saved us, in other words, and then stepped away. We are thankful this very week, Thanksgiving week in America, because God continues his gracious work in us. God doesn't simply zap us with a salvific lightning bolt and then leave us be. God walks with us. The poetic language of Psalm 23 pictures God walking with his children through the valley of the shadow of death. And we know that God does this with all his children. In fact, God walks us to his gates. He walks us all the way to eternal life in Jesus Christ. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. No one can snatch us out of his hand. God sustains us. God strengthens us day by day. God gives us the grace we need every single day we live for the challenges we face. There is never a day where we can rightly say, God has not given me what I need to meet the trials, the realities of this day. Every single moment we exist, God is there with sustaining grace. Lastly, today, this week, in truth every day, we are thankful to God because he's not simply sustaining us now. He won't simply usher us into eternal life. He will do those things. But he will bring us into the new Jerusalem, according to Revelation 21, verses 1 through 6. God is going to walk us all the way into the everlasting. And we will live with God very soon in a city that is not like the city of man, a city that is on fire, a city that is perpetually racked by turmoil and death and pain and strife. Very soon, the holy city, New Jerusalem, will meet Christ, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband, according to Revelation 21:2. We are the holy city. We are the city of God if we are in Jesus Christ, if we have trusted him as our Savior, and we will meet him in the eschaton, in the age to come, where there will be no cessation of dwelling with our Savior King. There, God is going to wipe away every tear from our eyes. Death will be no more. The former things will have passed away, Revelation 21:4. This is our promise today. Thanksgiving is an opportunity to look back, but Christians never merely look back. We are grateful to God for his grace in days past. We recognize that in profound measure, but we recognize as well that in looking back, we must also look forward. The only way that we can look back with happiness is if we know that God has us for eternity. God is a sovereign, promise-keeping, covenant-bound God. He has chosen to enter into a promise of salvation to his people, and he keeps his promises. The pilgrims in early America in the 17th century knew that despite many hardships that they faced, God had not abandoned them in the wilderness. God, in fact, was walking with them through the wilderness. And today, almost 400 years later, he is still walking with his covenant people through the wilderness, and he will very soon lead us all the way home. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks for listening to City of God, a podcast of the Center for Public Theology at Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. We're so thankful you stopped by. We encourage you to continue to join the conversation at cpt.mbts.edu, the official website of the center. And we encourage you to follow us on Twitter and Facebook as well. Join us in coming days as we continue the conversation on what it means to be the city of God in the city of man.